Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Hey, hey,
hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Thursday. Before we do get to Sal, ready to take your game day to the next level, enter online now at WGR550.com for a chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner is going to be announced during Football Friday with Shope and the Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Now, to the Wester Hotline, Sal Capaccio does join the show. Sal, good morning. How are we doing?
Good, guys. Good morning to you as well.
All right. So the Bills got back to practice. It was a big injury report, 14 guys. But Sal, only two players don't practice. So for me, on a Wednesday, I'm taking that as a pretty good sign.
I agree with you. I wrote about it yesterday. I know it sounds weird to say, but when you start the week with 14 players in the injury report, that's not good. But if you actually look deeper into it, it's actually a little more encouraging than discouraging, to be quite honest with you, because of the 14 players, as you just mentioned, only two were did not participate, and that is Dalton Kincaid, which we know that he has a hamstring injury and he's pretty much likely out this week. It is a week-to-week injury. And then, defensive tackle Fedarian Mathis, who knows, maybe he practices today and, you know, maybe he's available, but that's it. Otherwise, the other part that's really encouraging is, guys, you had four guys, full participants, including A.J. Epinesa, who came back from concussion, Joshua Palmer, who it feels like, and Sean McDermott indicated, all signs point to him playing on Sunday, and then even T.J. Sanders, who is coming back from injured reserve as a designated to return, is a full participant. And given what happened with Max Harrison a few weeks ago, I definitely would not rule out if T.J. Sanders would be ready to play already this weekend.
No, absolutely. I think my thing with Sanders is I just thought they'd maybe slow play it. Like, he's coming back from IR. Okay, he'll be limited this week. I was a little stunned, Sal, to see he was a full participant. I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're going there. But you're right. Like, how they treated Max Harrison when he came back, it was once he was ready to go, all right, big guy, you're going in. Let's see what you got. And there's been some positives, absolutely, with him, two interceptions. There's also been some negatives, of course, the big touchdown to Waddle, but I think Harrison has been a big plus for that defense.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, given that and how they treated that situation, you could look to T.J. Sanders, given the situation they have at defensive tackle right now, as maybe already likely to play this week. We'll see where that goes, especially considering Fedarian Mathis and, you know, what his situation is, because we don't know. That being said, the other reason why it's encouraging, guys, is it is a Wednesday. It's the first practice of the week, and you have seven defenders who are limited. Benford, Bernard, Bosa, Cam Lewis, Taron Johnson, Shaq Thompson, Dorian Williams. None of them were wearing red non-contact jerseys. however Kolesnikar was. So we'll see where that goes. But I just find that as an encouraging sign that when you're already in Wednesday, when you're starting the week on a Wednesday, if it's something that, you know, might really keep you out, a lot of times you're going to be off on Wednesday and then get back on Thursday. We'll see. We'll see about today. So practice today, a little over an hour from now. We'll keep everybody updated on who's on the field and who's not.
Shakir is the interesting one, Sal. I know he was limited, obviously, as you just mentioned there, the red non-contact, but it being a rib injury, that maybe could point to about a week injury for him. We'll see what that means for today. But just with the wide receiver room, it's almost like give and take at this point with them. Like, oh, great, you know, it's looking like Josh Palmer's going to be back. Oh, no, maybe they're down Khalil Shakir. We'll see, though. Gabe Davis, I know you mentioned yesterday, it's pointing to we're going to see him maybe sooner rather than later. And then also Mecole Hardman as well. I want to see maybe, Sal, what this wide receiver room looks like with some of the old guard coming in. Mecole Hardman, Gabe Davis, flat out, is a former Bill, what have you, rather than some of the young guys who we haven't really gotten to see too much. I thought Elijah Moore maybe would have a bigger role in the Bills. Even going back to camp, it kind of was pointing to maybe not. But Gabe Davis has already that rapport with Allen. Maybe there is something there.
Yeah, we'll see if Gabe plays on Sunday. I think there's a pretty good possibility that's going to happen. I am, you know, just trying to read the tea leaves of the way Sean McDermott has talked about him, how much he's practiced the last few weeks leading into this week. So I do think that it's possible we see Gabe Davis on Sunday. And, you know, we'll see what that does for the offense. Now, they obviously are struggling right now in the passing game by not only the eye test, but some of the metrics, things like that. Struggling for guys to get open. Another area they're struggling, I think, is sometimes when Josh is in the scramble drill, right? And he's running around looking for somebody. And, you know, Gabe has been very good in those instances. He's been very good for Josh to kind of get open and understand where to be when Josh is, you know, looking for somebody to throw to. And last week, there just wasn't anybody there. The thing that is going to hurt them this week for sure, though, is not having Dalton Kincaid. He's been their most reliable pass catcher. He's been their best mismatch. You hope that Josh Palmer can kind of, you know, take that on from the wide receiver spot, but not having Dalton Kincaid as a tight end is obviously, you know, problematic. When you go into a game and you already are concerned about what you're doing in the passing game and you haven't been able to do enough and he's been your top guy and then you come back and he's not out there. I think that they have to figure something out with that, whether that's incorporating Gabe Davis, who knows? You bring up Mecole Hardman. I mean, I don't know when Mecole Hardman's going to play either. If he's going to play anytime soon, I do think his path to play right away is returning punts and kicks. The Bills have to do a better job of having some starting field position. And I would say this, because of Khalil Shakir's injury, maybe right away you think, okay, we're not going to put him back there to return punts, right? I mean, do you want Khalil Shakir back there, even if he's healthy enough to play, do you want him back to returning punts? You might want Mecole Hardman right away to step in if it's not going to be Brandon Codrington active.
Sal, when it comes to staying on the injury report here, the defense still dealing with it. Corners with Taron Johnson, Christian Benford, they do have the encouraging the fact that they were limited right away to start the week. Cam Lewis also on that list, but also the three linebackers, Terrell Bernard, Shaq Thompson, Dorian Williams. It's encouraging that they all got on the field and practicing, but it does look like the lumps to the defensive depth chart is still at large.
Yeah, for sure. They're just banged up, you know, on defense. It's as simple as that. They're banged up and they're piecing it together. You know, they didn't do a terrible job last week other than, you know, late in the game. A couple of long runs went against them and they were on the field for a long time, no doubt. They could have been better earlier in the game and a couple critical downs. That's also the case. I think one-on-one, Max Harrison, you mentioned it, getting beat by Jalen Waddle. You know, that was a big play in the game. But I thought that overall the defense, you know, did what they could do to try to hang on as long as possible. The offense wasn't scoring. That said, they're trying to hang on as long as possible with, you know, really parts and pieces that are being pushed together because they have so many injuries. You know, they've missed Shaq Thompson. You know, it's good that he was a limited participant yesterday. We'll see if he plays this week with the hamstring, but that's a guy that you can use in a matchup situation, and we've seen that. He's filled in for both Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard, but he also gets used as a third linebacker when they need him there. I like the secondary, the way it's piecing together right now, guys, to be quite honest with you. I think the secondary is starting to look a little better and kind of, you know, the communication piece and those things that we talk about when Max Harrison came back and when Jordan Hancock, now he's starting to get a little bit of run and, you know, they're moving him in and out of the lineup based on down and distance and situation and personnel to get a little more speed on the field. And I feel like that's trending in the right way. Christian Benford, obviously a big piece to get back. They missed him against the Miami Dolphins. So I like that part of it. But up in the front seven, I mean, so many parts that are moving around. You just hope that they can do what they can to kind of survive as long as they can before they get guys back.
Sal, you mentioned the secondary, and I did want to expand on that because Harrison's been brought up a couple times now. But Cole Bishop, I do think he is really starting to come into form a little bit here on the back end for the Bills. You mentioned it, how they're communicating more effectively. Bishop is kind of making plays everywhere on the field as of late over the last few games. He does seem to be stabilizing a little bit more as Buffalo's safety back there.
I agree, and I think this is a great example. It really was right away. We started talking about this, but I think even more so, just a great example that you just can't make these sweeping judgments about players' careers and good draft pick or bad draft pick and things like that, like so early on. There were definitely circumstances, and Cole didn't help himself when he was in there making mistakes. I think the injuries played a big role and a big part of, you know, him having those mistakes and him not being, you know, ready to play when people wanted him to and people needed him to. And, you know, part of it was Taylor Rapp was not the right guy and he wasn't healthy enough to be playing next to him. And that didn't help Cole enough. And when you have two safeties in a system that relies on both of them playing off each other a lot and enough and so much that when one of them is less than, it's going to impact the other one and make him less than. And I think that Cole Bishop was a product of that with Taylor Rapp not being healthy, and we saw what was happening there. Well, you insert Jordan Poyer, and suddenly Cole Bishop seems like a new player. And that's because of the work he does off the field with him too, by the way. Like Jordan, I mean, like in practice and film room, and you're bringing him in here for that. We were told that. But I just think that calming the situation back there, having a stable voice and understanding and knowing, and a guy that can really, you know, the direction of that secondary and the whole defense has really helped him. But he has been a really, really important player and a good player for them over the last several weeks. I mean, that New Orleans game, when he had that interception and everybody saw the athletic ability, it just feels like he's been, like that play has kind of really changed his career. You know, guys, like it really has.
Yeah.
You go back to that play. Ever since that play, he's just been on an ascension, and I think that was a big confidence booster. Getting Jordan Poyer next to him has been really helpful, and you can really point to that moment where things started to change.
Yeah, absolutely. Sal Capaccio here on the Wester Hotline. To the Bills' opponent, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, some good news for them and maybe a little...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Surprising good news. Both Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin, Sal, were both limited at practice today, albeit in a walkthrough. But man, that would, I think, be a bit of a blow to the Bills if Bucky Irving, I think more so than Chris Godwin, if Bucky Irving could end up playing for Tampa this weekend.
Yeah, he's a really good player. They've been without him for about a month and a half here. Mm-hmm. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He runs the ball. He's just a guy they rely on in so many facets of the game. He has dealt with a shoulder and a foot injury. And Todd Bowles, This is really interesting to me, a couple of things about this. Because he did practice yesterday in a walkthrough. And Todd Bowles basically said that he still needs to take a hit on the shoulder. Well, that's not a walkthrough, right? I mean, like, when are you going to take that hit? So are you going to put him in a game against the Buffalo Bills in a colder, windier game, basically in Buffalo? I'm not sure. It feels like it's a little too premature for them to do that. Like, it feels like it's, you know, a little ambitious if they're going to do that. Mm-hmm. So as I sit here now, I think that maybe it's another week. They'd have a conference game after the Bills. They play the LA Rams next week. There's a non-conference game. So I don't know. If they put Bucky Irvin out in the field this week, okay, he's a really good player, but I do wonder, you know, what that looks like for them. It also is super interesting to me, guys. I think that's the first time I've ever seen a video of a media member put out a video of a walkthrough. And I don't know what that means. So, and I tell you this, because let me tell you, just peek behind the curtain. Like, teams don't, you guys know, we have rules in practice, what we can shoot, what we can't, right? Yep. We go to practice, we have a, you can shoot stretching and individual work and all that kind of stuff. Every team is different. Some teams don't let you take video of anything. I mean, I don't think the Bears, I think, like, if you look, I don't think the Bears media is allowed to put out any video of anything. So, like, every team's different. But I don't know of any team that allows video of a walkthrough. A walkthrough is generally game planning. And here's this video yesterday that pops up of a media member who I cover, who I follow this week. I'm going to go, and I'll actually point you to who it was. And I have to apologize. I'm going to try and scroll down and find it. So I was looking at it yesterday. And I'm like, wow, like, they can actually put video out of walkthroughs. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe in some capacity, the Buccaneers want that video out there for the Bills to make them think that he's going to play. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Right. Like, is it gamesmanship? I really don't know what to think about it.
Was it Rick Stroud, by the way?
In the game.
It wasn't Rick Stroud, but maybe he... Rick Stroud is a longtime writer and reporter, so he could have had video too. It wasn't the one I saw.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he's the one I saw, but he was the okay. Grainy photo. It wasn't a video, but it was a photo.
No. There was literally video Bucky Irving in a walkthrough, and I'm like... Well, that's kind of weird.
I was glad you brought this up, because this is what I was thinking too. And I'm like, this almost kind of feels like it shouldn't have been out until later in the day when Todd Bowles spoke. But yeah, so we had both seen different stuff. So yeah, maybe they're a little bit different. That is always kind of one of the more interesting things, is how different teams do different things. The Bills, obviously, everyone kind of knows, especially once McDermott came in, it got a little different and a little wonky. We'll see though. I'm with you, Sal. Because we've also seen this from the Bills as well, that there actually is more of a ramp-up period of they're limited for a week, and then the process really begins of actually if they're going to go play. And Bulls' comments of, you know, he needs to take a hit on the shoulder. Yeah, I can't imagine you're going to do that in a game. And, like, let's see how it reacts. Bulls has been around too long. This is not his first stop. I can't imagine he'd do that.
Yeah, and then you have Chris Godwin, obviously, coming back from the fibula injury, right? Mm-hmm. And like, what does that look like? You know, is he ready to play? So it just feels, everything put together just feels to me like it's not going to be something that we're going to be, you know, seeing them. But who knows? I mean, they could decide to you know, put these guys on the field on Sunday and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Sal, we also have Thursday Night Football tonight. It's an AFC East game, and one that I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm looking forward to watching a game that has a 12.5-point spread. I really, really am. I haven't been able to get to see too much of Drake May outside of the red zone highlights, and that doesn't tell the whole story, right? You don't get to see the entire game. But then also with the Jets, the stuff with Aaron Glenn, and he kind of, you know, kind of got combative with the media earlier this week with the injury report and stuff like that. I'm kind of into watching this game. I want the Patriots to lose. Do not get me wrong. But I've also just got kind of this like inkling of like, let's see how bad this whole Jets situation can get. I don't know. It's weird. I'm kind of all in on this game.
Yeah, I mean, I have no visions of grandeur of the Jets beating the Patriots tonight. But it is the NFL. Anything can happen. If it was in New York, maybe a little more chance because it's a Thursday night going on the road. Now, it's not a long trip, obviously, to go from, you know, New England to New York or New York to New England, but it's the Jets on the road here at New England on a Thursday night. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. You never know, though. I mean, the Jets, they have won two in a row, but in those games, they've still given up, 38 to the Bengals, nothing, you know, good offense there, 20 to the Browns, who don't have much of an offense to speak of. They did last week, though. If you look at their – You look at the numbers for the Jets last week. How did they win that game?
They
were 3 of 11. They were out first down 23-12 by the Browns. 23-12. They converted 3 of 11 first downs and had less than 170 total yards of offense, yet they scored 27 points and won.
CCL, I was just looking at the Justin Fields stat line where it's like, oh, he had 54 yards passing. That's bad enough. No, it's even worse. 42 of it came on one Breece Hall catch.
I know.
That's even worse somehow. It's just
and even and no Garrett Wilson now. Garrett Wilson.
He's out for at least, I think, 3 or 4 weeks was the report.
3 to 4 weeks, Garrett Wilson out, so you don't have him. And look, Drake May is playing like an MVP. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. There are people who will tell you right now he is the MVP of the league. This kid is good. And they've handled him right. And he's got Josh McDaniels now as his offensive coordinator. And they are... The one thing about the Patriots that I just can't believe is sustainable, but it just keeps happening every week, is them hitting these deep shots.
I know.
I mean, they are hitting on a deep ball rate. They are hitting 2 or 3 a game. It is crazy.
And it doesn't matter
who it is. Some of the throws I'm watching on, I'm like, wait, how did that get completed? Like, it's a great throw, and it's a really good catch, but it's way too often that that's actually being completed compared to what you normally see.
And it does not even matter who it is. 1 week it's Stephon Diggs. Last week it's Mac Hollins. I mean, would they have Kyle Williams had like a 72-yard touchdown? Like, it's just big play
Pop
after
Douglas.
Big play. Pop Douglas. And you're like, who are half these guys? What is going on here? I think that also maybe to the same extent it was for Allen last year, why so many people are really getting ready to crown Drake May is that – guys, he's throwing to 30-plus-year-old Stephon Diggs coming off an ACL injury and a bunch of dudes. Credit to him.
And he wasn't even like May last week. His completion percentage was not good. He completed just over 50% of his balls. But because he threw a few long passes, it wound up being a really big – Williams had a 72-yard touchdown catch, right? And then, by the way, they're also getting – they got huge plays in the run game. Travion Henderson, 55-yard run. Travion Henderson, 69-yard run. Like, the dude had a 55-yard touchdown run and a 69-yard touchdown run against this Buccaneers team, by the way, which is a very good run defense. It has been. That's coming to Buffalo this week. But they have been living on the big play a lot this year. And I don't know. I mean, the results are what the results, and you take them. I just keep thinking, man, is that sustainable? But the way that he's playing... you got to give them a lot of credit. They've done a really good job, the Patriots. But tonight they play a Jets team that's just so depleted. And, yeah, they've won 2 in a row. I can't see the Jets going to New England winning on a Thursday night tonight.
Yeah, and speaking of the Jets, also Garrett Wilson officially downgraded to out. And it's almost as if the Jets can't afford to lose a player like Garrett Wilson here too now. And oddly enough, though, they have won a couple of games since hitting, was it 0-7? Have they won 2 in a row? Is that
they have won 2 in a row, yeah.
Oh yes, they won 2 in a row, yes.
So don't let the Jets get hot, but no, it does look like it is another lost season for the Jets here as well, as they're playing out the string, trading 2 players away at the deadline that were core pieces for them, and a passing offense where the quarterback is just so gun-shy that he won't throw the football.
Yeah, so we'll see where it goes with the Jets.
And it's a tough one. Zach saying, I'm excited to watch this.
I'm all in. I'm
Sal,
all in.
Do we need to do we need to give him a hug?
I'm all in, man.
Who?
12.5-point spread. I'm all in for this game.
Who, Zach? Why? Because he wants to watch this game tonight.
I'm so all in for this game.
Listen, last night I was.
Watch the Sabres.
Last night I was all in. I'm like, I'm ready to watch the Sabres. Come on now, go out west. Get a couple points here. They're up 2-0. You're like, okay,
right?
Like, let's go. Like, this is, and you know what? I even tweeted after the second goal. It was like terrible turnover in their own end. They get away with it. They score a goal. Roseans gets his second. I'm like, okay, like that stuff that usually happens against the Sabres. Maybe tonight's their night, right?
Right.
Wasn't the case.
No,
no, it was not their case.
I already know I need a hug because I watched that whole game last night.
Yeah,
so I know that, but Zach, I don't know, man.
I mean, it's going to be that, and it's going to be Indiana and it's going to be Purdue and Alabama and basketball. I'm going to have a great sports night, Sal. I'm excited.
Oh, I'm happy.
I'm
about
very
that.
Excited.
I will be at the, I will watch some of the game when I get home. I'll keep an eye on it, but not in the theater. I'll be at the premiere of the Hallmark movie tonight.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Sal, so glad you brought that up.
So if anybody's going tonight, say hi. I'll be there. So it'll be fun.
Let's
I'm cringe. I've never, guys know that I had a scene in the movie, right? Mm-hmm. I have a couple scenes, but I have a speaking part, and I have not seen it yet. Like, literally, tonight will be the first night I've seen that.
I think that's
the
best.
They didn't give you a preview?
No, I think it's the best.
No, there was somebody who said, if you want a preview, and I'm like, yeah, maybe. I never got around to it. I'm like, okay. I'm just going to watch it. Yeah.
I think it's the best way to handle it.
I love it.
We're going to do it live.
And, do it live.
You know?
Embrace it, Sal. Enjoy tonight. We'll talk again soon, man. Have a good day.
All right, you got it, guys. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio there on the Wester Hotline. I think it's the way to do it. If you ever have that opportunity, don't see it before. See it with everybody else and embrace it. Embrace it.
I kind of want Sal to do the Leo meme. Oh,
there it is. Oh, good movie. 803-0550, the number to call. We were talking Sabres, talking Bills there with Sal, and we'll keep going. 803-0550, the number to call. You're listening to WGR.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.